It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour at anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday, the 11th of March, and we're taking your questions and answers live today. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Starting off today, got an email from Julian who says, I saw 6 manholes in a row in downtown Dallas. Are they there for emergencies? Normally, he says, you only see one. Anybody know why there would be 6 manholes in a row in downtown Dallas? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. Charlie emailed and asks, is the pass-through toll at DFW Airport, has it always been $2? Is it always $2? He says, if so, I've wondered why people park and wait right before the toll plaza if the toll is only a flat rate of $2. And actually, Charlie, I think they have those digital signs now that prohibit people from pulling over and stopping on the way in to DFW. But somebody will know the answer to your question and will give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me on the Twitter at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, Jim from Denton, but who's in Abilene. Okay, I'm going to get this right. Jim from Denton in Abilene writes, I'm currently eating at Bell's Chicken House in Abilene, and he says it's strikingly similar to Babe's Chicken House in the Dallas area. Is it the same company? And he asks, what gives? Anybody know if Bell's and Babe's are related? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Josh wonders if there are any Burmese restaurants worth trying in the DFW area. He says, I live in McKinney. He's looking for Burmese food here. Althea says there's a robin throwing itself against my kitchen window over and over again. She says it's not a matter of flying into a glass door thinking it's open. It's a small window over the sink. Outside the window is a power line or phone line, and only about a foot from the window, and the bird sits there for a moment or two and then does it again, the same pain. She says it's been going on for a couple of weeks. Does anybody know what's happening? I think the bird, I'll bet the bird thinks, is seeing its reflection and thinks that it has a rival and is trying to, you know, to run that other bird off. But we'll see if somebody has an idea on how to help that bird. Daryl emailed, this is an interesting question. Daryl says, many years ago, there was a shop in Oak Cliff that cleaned and restored feather and down pillows and comforters. He says it's been gone for over 30 years. Is there anywhere in the DFW area that will repair, clean, and even add feathers to old pillows and comforters, especially ones that may be family heirlooms? That's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start on the phones today with Patrick in Addison. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
Yeah, I had an answer for the question about the toll plaza, and it's like it's been suggested that a lot of us actually wait there for arrivals coming in. It's about the only place you can wait at the airport without having to pay or be asked to move your car while you're waiting to pick up people from the airport.
Yeah, is that allowed, or is it something that
I think they're allowing it. I've never seen them run you out of there. There is a space on each side of the toll plaza that actually has no parking, but every time I go out there, there's people that are lining up there, and instead of running through the toll, and like I said, you would either have to park or keep doing circles until your people walk out from the arrivals.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Appreciate the show.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Bo and Grapevine, who says, the question asks about a pass-through rate, he says, on the DFW tolls, which doesn't really exist anymore. He says it's all handled on a timed basis, and he sent us, it looks like, a copied list of the rates at DFW. 0 to 30 minutes is $2, and 30 minutes to 2 hours is $3. 2 to 4, $7, 4 to 6 hours, $9, and 6 to 24 hours is $22. And I think that's if you park in the, you know, if you're parking in the terminal parking, that's basically what you're paying, because you're paying the toll at the toll booth. There's a lower rate if you park at Express, because it scans you again, and you know, computers, they figure it all out. But thanks for that, Bo. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Scott in Dallas emailed, and I think we've had this question before, and I think we may have gotten an answer, but it's a pretty good question. Does anybody know what law requires or why we have signs indicating guardrail damage ahead? Says, even better, what circumstances brought about the need for this sign? I think the speculation we've had in the past has been that it's, you know, sort of a liability issue. Guardrail damage ahead, right? So you'll be a little bit extra careful because the guardrail is damaged. But somebody will know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go next to Donna in Nevada. Hello, Donna.
Hello. I am trying to find someone in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I actually live in Collin County, who knows how to teach preserving wildflowers in a clear substance that I could mount on panes on a door. Mm-hmm. We're recently out here in the country, beautiful wildflowers, right. And I'm wanting to mount them on the door. And I've seen it at community colleges taught before, but I can't find anything right now, and I was wondering if someone might know someone who teaches that.
So you're talking about, and I've seen this in some houses too, where people have dried flowers pressed between glass in sort of like those glass paned doors. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get a lead for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And I'm on Twitter as well, at Jeff Whittington, where I figured out last week, you know, it's fine, I'm happy being late to the party on this thing, but I figured out last week that I should really be retweeting your tweets so that then you can all see them if you follow me. So follow me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and when I'm reading a tweet with a question or an answer, I'm going to start retweeting it, and that way you can respond right there on the Twitter. Pretty soon, we'll just do this thing, you know, we'll just do this show on Twitter, right? No, we won't do that. But I figured that out. So gold star day for me last week on the whole, you know, Twitterverse. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Julian in Dallas. Hello, Julian.
Hello. I just got a brand new Kindle. And I'd like to know, is it possible to transfer the books from my old Kindle to the new one?
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thank you. Right,
thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Daniel in Fort Worth. Hello, Daniel.
Yeah. Hi. I'm a caseworker. I work in South Fort Worth, resettling refugees. And we have a pretty large Burmese community in South Fort Worth. And there's also, I believe, Burmese communities in Lewisville and Garland. So there's a good chance of finding a Burmese restaurant around there. But I know of one in particular that's connected to a Burmese Thai grocery store, and it is on Seminary Drive, just east of I-35 in South Fort Worth.
Great. Hey, so say where it is one more time.
So Seminary Drive, mm-hmm. Just east of I-35.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. 800-933-5372.
Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Aaron did, who says, great Burmese food at Ding Di Myanmar restaurant in Lewisville. You can see that suggestion on Twitter. We also got an email. Let's see. This is on the... this is a question from Jordan and Sherman wondering if there is an LGBT sewing group in the Sherman area. Anybody know about an LGBT sewing group in the Sherman area for Jordan. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Gales. Gales called in and left a voicemail for me last week. And thanks to our producer, Stephen Becker, who remembered to send this into the inbox, because really that's the best way to get it in front of us for the show. But Gail's asked this question on my voicemail. Sometimes during a heavy storm, Gail's wrote, the clouds will open up and intense light will shine through during the rain. He says, I'm assuming this is some kind of weather phenomenon. Does it have a name? Is there a name for... I guess I've seen a couple of these where it's not raining, but the light is sort of shooting through the clouds. Does that have an official weather phenomenon name? Does it change if it's raining? And then sometimes you're standing in the sun and it's raining all around you. So I'm going to turn Gales' question into three. Do those phenomena have names? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Greg calling from Dallas. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have an answer to your person seeking an upholstery shop. I used to live in Oak Cliff for many years, but now I'm over in Irving, and there is a Rogers upholstery shop that's on 416 East Irving Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in business for 60 years. I take everything to them. They've got a guy in there who's been there forever who knows everything there is to know about upholstery, and they do a lot of vintage repairs and rebuilds, and so they should be able to help out. Your caller out.
Is this an answer to the feather comforter and pillow question? Okay,
right.
good, cool. Right. Just making sure.
Okay.
Great, Greg,
all
thanks
right.
for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Mm-hmm. Let's talk next to Jonathan in Quinlan. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, I have an answer for the Kindle question.
Okay.
Usually you can go to any computer and hook it up with a USB and open it up like you would do any hard drive, and just copy and paste onto the other Kindle.
Oh, okay. So you just plug both of your Kindles into your computer, and you can move stuff around.
Yes, sir.
Great. Jonathan, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Allah did. And Allah says you can transfer Kindle books using your Amazon account. Just download them from the cloud. I guess it remembers which books that you've purchased or downloaded, and you can do it that way. If you have a question or an answer, well, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington, where I figured out that if I just retweet your questions and answers, you can see them too. It's amazing. It's a new day. So check it out on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But stay with us. About 2 minutes, we'll be back with more of your questions and your answers on anything you ever wanted to know. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Joe tweeted me with a picture of these sort of prickly, I'll retweet this so you can see it, these sort of prickly seed pod things. What are they called, he asks, and what's the name of the tree that they grow on? I can tell you that these grow on sweet gum trees, but I don't know if they're called sweet gum pods, if they're called sweet gum seeds or something like that. So check that out on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington, and you can answer that question. If those have a specific name, I'm 99.9% sure they come from a sweet gum tree, because I used to have one in the front yard, and it was always fun to mow and or walk around barefoot and step on these sharp little things. Or give us a call, 800-933-5372. That's what Sean did in Irving. Hey, Sean.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
So I have an answer for two out of the three sunlight rain questions, and then a bonus answer if you want it.
Okay.
The light that shines through the clouds is called crepuscular light. And,
I've heard that term before, crepuscular.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And it's crepuscular, not corpuscular.
Right.
Different things.
C-R-E-P.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other one is rain during sunlight. That's called a sun shower.
Sun shower. Okay.
And then if you have rain that falls but doesn't reach the ground, this is the bonus answer one, is called virga, or it doesn't reach the ground.
Virga?
Virga, V-E-R-G-E-A, or V-E-R-G-A.
Wow. Okay, so we got you got the hat trick there, Sean. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced thunder snow or thunder sleet?
I have. Many years ago when I was in the Coast Guard, I saw snow at sea, which is pretty rare in my experience, and there was thunder and lightning to go with it.
Great. Sean, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Don't go Twitter only.
No, we'll never go Twitter only, right?
I knew you were kidding, but you got to stay in the real world, man.
That's right. Got to keep one foot in the studio and one foot in front of the microphone at least. Let's stay on this one and let's talk to Marion in Dallas. Hey, Marion.
Hi. Well, I have another answer for you for the same thing.
Okay.
In the early days of aviation before World War I, when a hole opened in the sky like that and the sun came through, it was called a glory hole. And it was called a glory hole because people would fly their little planes into it, and without proper altimeters or radar, they would often crash because they couldn't find the ground again.
Great. Marion, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. We got an email on this from Ryan, who says, agrees, when it's raining while sunny, that's a sun shower. We got an email from Aubrey at anything@kera.org, wondering about a mystery bridge. Aubrey asks, at the President George Bush Turnpike in Old Denton 35 area, right by the Anderson Furniture, there are new columns being built for a bridge. It looks like the bridge will be right where buildings are, so we can't figure out what the bridge is going to be for or where it will be going. Does anyone know about this mystery bridge at Bush Turnpike and Old Denton 35 area? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Bishop, who wants to know, is there a Taoism class near the Oak Cliff area? Anybody know if there's a Taoist society in Oak Cliff or a Taoism class there? Let's see. We got an email or a tweet, rather, from Maggie, who answers the question about the sweet gum seeds. Maggie in Fort Worth agrees that it is from sweet gum, and it's not particularly scientific, but she always heard these called itchy balls from the sweet gum tree. Let's see. Zachariah says, I grew up in East Texas, and when the sun would shine while raining, we would say, quote, the devil is beating his wife. Wow, it's gotten kind of dark here on anything you ever wanted to know. Let's lighten it up a little bit with a phone call, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Hannah in Corsicana. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you today, sir?
Doing well.
I had a question. I want to know whether there would be some good places in DFW to do photography. My cousin is about to graduate college, and I'm going to take some photographs with her, and I just wanted to know where would be some really pretty scenic places to do that.
Very good. And you're looking specifically, are you looking specifically around Corsicana or just all over North Texas?
Yeah, all over North Texas. I mean, I'm willing to drive, you know, so anywhere in the greater DFW area.
Okay. Great, Hannah. Thanks for calling. We'll see if we get some answers for you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Catherine in Allen. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
I was listening and heard about the sweet gum trees. We always had those in our yard when I was growing up in Shreveport, and we called them gumballs.
Gumballs.
So, okay. Yeah, gumballs, and we called it a gumball tree.
Very good. They are pretty pokey.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Yeah, they are. They make awesome crafts, though.
Yeah, and I always thought it'd be kind of cool to spray paint them and maybe, you know, use them as
decorations. I've done that to make Christmas arrangements. You use metallic gold and silver spray paint. They look awesome. They're great.
You and me, Catherine, we're on the same page here.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. So we got an email from Masood in Dallas who wants to know if there's a piano technician in the Dallas area who can change the key tops of, he says, an acoustic piano. So I guess just a standard piano. Anybody know? I guess we take a couple of suggestions on restoring the key tops. I guess they would be, back in the day, they were the ivory parts of the keys, right? The wood underneath is wood, but then there's sort of a resilient material. I think now they're, you know, they're resin or plastic or something like that, unless it's a really, really old piano. Kelly in Dallas responds to the Angry Bird question at the top of the show. Kelly says, your robin, the one that's attacking the window, is a male, and he's feeling the call of spring. As the days lengthen, the additional sunlight stimulates testosterone productions, and so in anticipation of mating, he's begun defending a nesting territory, which in this case appears to be in your yard. Everything's going great for this robin, except that one pesky male competitor that always seems to be there and refuses to back down. That's the one that's the reflection of himself in your window, Kelly says. So it's a natural thing. We usually get calls like this about this time of year. Although technically, folks, it's still winter. I'd like to point out and was saying this in a Think editorial meeting earlier today, or maybe it was at another meeting. It was at one of the meetings, that it's still winter, officially, right? About this time of the year, when spring starts to happen, we get this call from people who have birds attacking like the side view mirrors of their cars and stuff, because that bird saw that reflection. So now you know. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Alvarine in Dallas. Hello, Alvarine.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey there.
Yes, I have a photograph of Jesse Owens while he was a student at Ohio State University in his jogging togs. So in other words, you got the physique of Jesse Owens, everything, and it's autographed by him, 1933.
Wow.
And I inherited from an uncle of mine when I was 18 years old, along with a farm and some cows and some pigs and a church. But this is the only thing that I have left is this picture, and I have it embossed and framed and all of this. And I was wanting to know where Antiques Roadshow is supposed to be showing up in the Fort Worth area. I've been trying to, you know, get that information, and I don't know. My research skills are apparently not up to par, and I was wondering if somebody in the audience could assist me with this.
Yeah, this came up a few weeks ago, and I don't remember the exact dates, but the Antiques Roadshow, by the way, is coming to North Texas this summer, and they're going to be, I think it's at the Fort Worth Convention Center. And, of course, KERA, the North Texas home.
At the Convention Center?
The Fort Worth Convention Center. I'm pretty sure. We'll try to, before the hour's over, I'm sure someone will be able to find this info and send it my direction. So, Alvarine, stay tuned, and we'll try to get it on the air for you this hour. But they're going to be in Fort Worth this summer. And, you know, KERA, as the home of the Antiques Roadshow on the air here, is going to be involved. So we're really, really excited about it. Now, another place that you might reach out to if you want to find out what this photograph might be worth is we get people who recommend our listeners reach out to Heritage Auction Galleries, which is here in Dallas.
And Heritage Auction Galleries.
Heritage Auction Galleries, who they do, you know, they do appraisals and sports auctions, and they do all kinds of stuff. So you might, you know, you might reach out to them and just see if they would even, you know, be willing to look at it and let you know. And we'll see if we get the info on the air this afternoon for Antiques Roadshow.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Number, of course. Okay, thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
You bet. Stay tuned. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones, though, and talk to Patrick calling from Carrollton. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hey there.
There is a business located on Marsh, just south of Bush, that's started construction about a year, year and a half ago, and it got about 80% complete and then just stopped. And it's not finished, not open, and doesn't say what it is. I was wondering if anybody knows what that building is or what it's going to be.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Got a tweet from Colt, who recommends the Dallas Arboretum, Clyde Warren Park, and White Rock Lake, all good places for photography. We got a tweet from Crystal, who says the Antiques Roadshow is going to be in Fort Worth. She sent a link to Antiques Roadshow's site on pbs.org. So this is info for that last caller. It's going to be in Fort Worth on July 23rd. And let's see. I'm going to look and see here. I'll probably check this out more fully during our break that's coming up. But in the meantime, I'm going to retweet that one from Crystal so you can see that. But yeah, it'll be here July 23rd in Fort Worth. We also got an email from Jesus, who says, for your listener asking for a scenic place to take pictures, the Botanical Gardens in Fort Worth have some areas frequently used for wedding photos and anything romantic. And during spring, when the flowers bloom, is the best time to go. So there's a suggestion on scenic photo locations just in Fort Worth, and it is a beautiful place there. Matt in Frisco emailed us about Virga, spelled V-I-R-G-A. Matt in Frisco says, rain that doesn't reach the ground is called Virga, which we knew. And he says, but it's an acronym for Variable Intensity Rain Gradient Aloft. Who knew? Matt knew, but now we all know. And Anne also recommends the Dallas Arboretum for lovely photos. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Carl calling from Dallas. Hello, Carl.
Hey, hi.
Hey there.
I grew up in Hawaii, and some days there would be a total blue sky and no clouds at all you could see. And the trade winds would be, it could be raining 50 miles away, and the trade winds would carry the rain over. And it could be pouring cats and dogs going down the street, and you could just change lanes, and the next lane would be totally dry, and one lane would be totally cat pouring.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling, Carl.
No problem. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Richard in Carrollton. Hello, Richard.
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Jeff, I have a question on bar soap.
Yeah.
Hey, does anyone know how to recycle that, or is there a way?
So you have just like a little tiny piece left?
And yes, and I use Dove.
Right. Now, do you use the same bar of soap in the next round? You know, like, do you replace it with the same kind?
Yes.
Well, you can get both of those. You can get the little sliver that's left and the new soap. If you get them both kind of wet and sort of foamy, and then sort of press them together, then the old bar just becomes part of the new bar, and you basically never have any left over.
Okay, because I've got two bars down at the bottom of the
shower,
and I've been wondering if anyone knew how to do that.
You can just press them together, and I mean, this is from my, you know,
your experience.
My non-existent book of tips, but I figured this out myself.
Okay.
But otherwise, I think there may be, you know, there are some organizations, I think, that take soap donations from hotels and things like that. So we'll see if we get some suggestions on that for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Karen in Fort Worth. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the Antiques Roadshow question. Lady can go online to pbs.org or kera.org and find the link to Antiques Roadshow. And you can't just walk into the show. You have to have a ticket that they give out by lottery. So what you do is now you can sign up for a ticket, and then about a month before the event, they will let you know if you won tickets or not.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
I knew someone would be able to run that down for us. You can tweet me if you have questions or answers at Jeff Whittington, and that's what Kendra did. And Kendra says that building on Marsh by the Bush Turnpike is a Krispy Kreme. I don't know, no information at this point on whether or not it's going to get finished or not, but that's what Kendra says. Crystal says Fort Worth Water Gardens is a great place for photography. We got an email from Audie, who says, I also have a bird flying into the window, and it may be due to the reflection of the trees. So this sounds like a bird that sees tree branches in the window and is trying to go in there and land. And Audie says, I fixed this by putting a plastic snake on the windowsill 2 weeks ago, and so far, it looks like it's working. It is, I guess it is spring. Okay, I'm down. It's spring, right? It's spring. We had the ducks last week. We've got bird questions this week. It's happening. Lots of emails at anything@kera.org suggesting places to take photographs. Celeste says, try the Trinity River Audubon Center. It's a little less crowded, absolutely beautiful for graduation, bridal engagement photos, and more. And that way you don't have to worry about people in the background of your photos. Got an email also from Isaac and Richardson, who suggests Arbor Hills. And he also says Deep Ellum has lots of cool places and art all around to take cool, fun pics. It's anything you ever wanted to know. That means your questions, your answers. You can call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Whatever you do, though, stay with us. A whole nother segment of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's what Sherry did, who says, a scenic location for the photos, go to Ennis during their Blue Bonnet Trail Days that starts on April 1st. We also got a tweet from Sean, who says, if the photographer likes city scenes, the Nilo Hotel and South Side on Lamar in the Cedars neighborhood of Dallas has great brick and views of Dallas from their rooftops. So a couple of suggestions there on the Twitter. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can email us anything@kera.org, or you can call us 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Barry in Duncanville. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Jeff. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
I have an answer to the question about whether truck drivers are responsible for falling objects from their trailer if they have a sign that says not responsible.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I'm a former truck driver, and federal and state statutes that require commercial truck drivers to safely secure their load, regardless
right.
of what the load is. Those loads can be tarp, and I think it's just an attempt to make people think that they're not responsible. But I would think getting satisfaction from them would take a good lawyer.
Very good. Hey, Barry, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Leonard in Dallas. Hello, Leonard.
Hi.
Hey there.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
Hi. I've been watching your show for, listening to your show for a very long time, but I need help getting trees, a live tree for my living room.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for recommendations on where to get like an indoor tree in a big pot. Is that right? All right. Leonard, I think we lost you, but we've asked your question. We'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Let's go next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Tom in Richardson. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good
to hear your show. I love it for about the last 10, 15 years.
Oh, thanks very much.
Got a question about the United States Capitol. I've seen it with scaffolding around it for about the last year and a half, wondering what's going on and if it's going to survive this election year. Do you know anything about it? I'll go offline and find out your answer.
So you're wondering if the scaffolding will still be up when the next inauguration happens?
Correct, yes.
That's a good question. We'll see if somebody, surely somebody knows what the timeline is on that restoration project. And
thanks a bunch.
I would probably bet that the thinking is let's get it done before the 2017 late January inauguration, but we'll see if somebody surely will know. We got an answer from Laura on the question last week about University Park and Highland Park. Are they cities? Are they towns? And Laura says University Park is a city and Highland Park is a town. Both University Park and Highland Park are separate taxing entities from the city of Dallas. If you mail a letter to someone or a business in either of the park cities, the letter has Dallas, Texas with the correct zip code. We got a question from Charity who says, I've noticed since moving to Dallas on any given day while driving around, there will be fire hydrants open spraying water full force into the roads. Why do we do this? Charity asks. I feel like we should be doing something to conserve water. We got some really, really thorough answers on this in the past about, you know, sort of regulating pressure on the fire hydrant system or cleaning out the fire hydrant lines so that the water is not, I guess, so the water is fresh. Somebody maybe can remember, or maybe I can dig around in this in our folder of definitive answers. It's not a mythical thing, it actually, but it's getting thick and it's hard. It's not really indexed. So it's kind of like, where's the answer to that? Kareem says for Burmese food, try the Asian Mart grocery and restaurant in Louisville on Bel Air Boulevard. It's called Asian Mart Grocery and Restaurant on Bel Air Boulevard in Louisville. We got an email on the Kindle question from MC, who says if you connect it to the same Amazon account as your old one, your new Kindle, it should be able to access all of the ebooks that have been purchased by that account. He says, I've used Amazon and Barnes & Noble accounts across multiple tablets, phones, and laptops and have always been able to access the same books. It should be the same on the Kindle-branded hardware. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back on the phone and talk to Raul in Dallas. Hello, Raul.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well.
Okay, I was listening to the radio, and I just get the number. I have a question about retirement.
Uh-huh.
I need to put it, because, you know, I don't work for the company anymore, but I don't have a whole lot. I only have 20-something. Grant, and I need advice on, you know, how to invest in, I don't know, an IRA is the best solution, or put it in a CD or something.
Okay, so we'll see if we get some suggestions on this for you. And, you know, grain of salt, of course, the best thing you can do is talk to friends or colleagues and find out if they have a financial advisor that they would refer you to, and you can go talk to that person. But it sounds like your question is you left a company and had a 401k there, and you're wondering what you should do with it. Should you leave it there? Should you roll it over? Should you take a distribution and invest it some other way? We'll see if we get some suggestions for you. But you know, on these kinds of things, on financial or legal questions, even medical questions on the show, I usually recommend that you talk to people that, you know, you're friends with or that you trust and see if they have a recommendation on somebody who's giving them financial advice. And, you know, that's a great way to meet somebody who can help you make those decisions.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Nancy in Fort Worth. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a remedy for the gentleman with the soap pieces. If you take a sponge and slice it down to in the middle, you stick the little pieces into it, and you just use the sponge.
Oh, okay. So you're basically making a little pocket in the sponge and putting the old soap in there.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Very good. Nancy?
Done it for years. It works good.
Thanks so much.
All right.
800-933-5372. Thanks, Nancy. There's a phone line open there. You can also email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. So we got this question. When the flags are at half mast, how long do they stay that way? What is the etiquette? I think the flags are there today and this week maybe because of the death of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who's being buried actually at this hour in California, because we've got it on CNN right here, and they're running it live. I think it's for the week, probably until, or it's set. I did hear an announcement earlier in the week that flags at U.S. federal buildings and courts would be at half staff or half mast for. You know, because of the death of Nancy Reagan. I'm not sure about the protocol and how long, but it's probably laid out in the directive. But we've got about 9 minutes left. We'll probably get an answer on this today, if not today, next week. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Talk to Jet in Fort Worth. Hey, Jet.
Hi. I had an answer for the Capitol and the renovations goes on there.
Yeah.
What they do is it's actually back long ago in the day, Congress wrote that they had to go through renovations every 10 years. So it's actually clockwork that they go through the renovations. And by the time they finish that dome, basically they'll start with the interior and then they'll go back to the dome because it'll need renovations by that point. Again, it's an endless cycle, but it's scheduled to be completed next year in July. So during the inauguration, it still will have the scaffolding on it. And actually, many presidents have, you know, taken their inauguration while that scaffolding's been up there. I believe Lincoln was one of them.
Okay, great. And I got a tweet from Ed who says the U.S. Capitol Dome repair project is to fix cracks and corrosion in the dome, which, as you're saying, is a regular thing. It should be finished by late summer, and not the scaffolding should be gone by the inauguration. So, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Also, Ed said typically flags fly at half staff until sunset on the day of interment. But you can check whitehouse.gov for proclamations. So that's a good bit of advice as well. Thanks, Ed. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Carl calling from Dallas. Hello, Carl.
Hi. I had an answer for the fire hydrants or pipes spewing water into the street.
Yeah.
In Dallas. That's most of the time it's a contractor, either a city subcontractor or the city that's repaired a pipeline. And since a lot of the city of Dallas pipelines are aged, they're kind of going through a capital program to replace a lot of these lines. And the subcontractors or the citywide department are required to flush the lines after repair because dirt gets in there.
Yeah, it's especially important, I think, if it's, you know, water service lines that go to your house or a neighborhood or your business, because you don't want that dirt and stuff that's in there.
Right. Now, I will say that I've seen several in my area of Dallas where they seem to flush for an excessively long time. And, you know, you'll see them going Thursday morning and Friday afternoon, they'll still be just spewing. And I think there should be I think some of these contractors are letting them flow longer than is really necessary. You know, maybe they flush them in 8 hours, and the next 20 hours is unnecessary waterway. So I think that they should curtail it, you know, like for an eight-inch line, you should let it flush at this many gallons per minute for, you know, 10 hours and you're done, and not just let it run over the weekend. If you see a fire hydrant spewing water and you don't see a bunch of the pavement torn up where you usually can see where the new asphalt is laid, where they put the new line. If you just see a fire hydrant spewing, then that could have been turned on by someone to fill a construction truck with for concrete, and they could not have been able to turn it off, and they had left it on and left. Or there can be other reasons also. Not every time it's that, but a lot of times if there's torn up pavement or sidewalk, They're trying to flush a line, and I think they may overflush in Dallas because I see other municipalities like University Park and where they repair a line and they don't flush for that period of time.
Great. Carl, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We got an email from Ron who says the spiked ball, seed ball, is the fruiting capsule of the sweet gum tree. It's called a fruiting capsule. He says there should be several holes in the capsule, and this is where the fruit seed was originally stored. Got an email from Larry in Fort Worth who says, hey, the ticket application deadline for Antiques Roadshow is actually April 18th. So that's, you know, it's coming up. It's like 5 weeks away or so. So if you're hoping to go to the Antiques Roadshow in Fort Worth in July, you'll want to check that out sooner than later. Let's see, got some more suggestions for scenic spots for photos in Dallas. John recommends Coombs Creek Trail off of Kessler Parkway in North Oak Cliff, Kessler Park area. Coombs Creek Trail off of Kessler Parkway. We also got a suggestion from David, who says, I would wait until the spring wildflowers are blooming and visit one of the many state parks south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We also got a question from Aditi, who wants to know where would be a good place to find multiple trees of the white and purple blossoms we are spotting these days. I think those are probably, you're seeing red bud if it's purple, and you're seeing like Bradford pear, I think, if it's white. So does anybody know where to find multiple versions of that for photographs, I'm assuming? And Alex is looking to build a small Japanese pond slash fountain and would like to know if there's a nursery in Dallas or in Irving that might have supplies for that. Obviously out of time today, but probably not going to have time to get an answer on that today. But we've asked, and if you have a suggestion, you can email us anything at kera.org. We'll try to get it on next week's show. But let's do get an answer here at 800-933-5372 from Leslie in Garland. Hey, Leslie, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Hey, how are you doing today, Jeff?
Doing well.
Great. I love your show. I wanted to mention for the gentleman who needed a place to get an indoor tree for his home, and I know we got cut off on the line, but Sunshine Miniature Trees in Dallas on Greenville Avenue, just off of Walnut Hill Lane. They have wonderful, wonderful nurserymen and advisors, and they can help him with whatever he needs.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Leslie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we got a tweet, one last tweet from Steve, who says, on that 401k question, don't leave it with your former employers. Roll it over into a rollover IRA or and an IRA and speak to a certified financial planner for help. Thanks, Steve. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces our podcast. We had help today from Braylon Becton, our senior intern here at KERA. You can find the podcast at kera.org/anything. You can email us your questions and answers at anything at kera.org or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Whatever you do, though, have a great weekend. And, you know, come back next week. We'll see you then.